It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Wiki Corner today brought to you by Nibbleg Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, we are right in the middle of our theme week.
Yes.
On stories you might have missed in 2024.
Right.
And in 2024, you might have missed this when it was in the news.
Okay.
Because it made headlines.
Okay.
Scientists figured out in 2024 why and how Greenland sharks live so long.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So what are Greenland sharks,
so
first
Greenland
of all? Let's
sharks,
begin there.
They inhabit the North Atlantic and Arctic oceans,
okay.
And they are notable for their exceptional longevity, although they are poorly studied due to the depth and remoteness of their natural habitat.
Oh, they're hard to get to.
Yes.
Oh, you might say the same thing would be true of, say, Bigfoot. Like, just maybe
sort
it's just hard to get to.
Maybe.
And that's why we don't know much about
it. I hope he's okay in all the fires in California. Bigfoot.
Oh, I know, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, Greenland sharks have the longest lifespan of any known vertebrate, estimated to be between 250 and 500 years.
Gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
Imagine what they've seen.
Right? Exactly.
At the bottom of the ocean.
Down there in the bottom of the ocean, I know.
In the dark. They're missing out.
And the estimates of their age were made using radiocarbon dating of crystals within the lenses of their eyes.
Wow.
Somehow. All of this is so far above my head.
We're really trying, aren't we?
Scientists have been trying to figure out why they live so long with no luck until just last year.
Oh.
In July of 2024, researchers determined that it's highly likely that the animal's metabolism is the reason behind its long lifespan.
Oh.
They studied 23 Greenland sharks from the ages of 60 to 200 years old.
Right.
And they found no differences in enzyme function across the sharks of different ages, implying they don't age in the same way as most other species.
Okay.
The study suggests that Greenland sharks' metabolisms don't slow down over time, which likely contributes to their incredible longevity.
Now, I will tell you, Sarah, I am looking at pictures of the Greenland shark right now on our Facebook
They're
Live.
They're majestic.
They're
beautiful creatures.
They don't,
beautiful ocean
They don't
creatures.
Look like they've got a terribly active metabolism, if I'm being honest.
No. The Greenland shark is a thick-set species with a short, rounded snout, small eyes, and small dorsal and pectoral fins.
Oh.
Yeah. Thick-set. That's what they are.
I like that.
They can range in color from a creamy gray to a blackish brown.
Mm.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Greenland sharks are among the largest species of shark. The largest confirmed specimen measured 21 feet long and weighed over 2,200 pounds.
My gosh.
Yeah. But they grow very slowly.
Do they?
At an average rate of just a quarter inch a year.
Well, they've
got 500
time.
Years old, right?
Just nothing but time.
Yeah, exactly. The females are bigger than the males. Although such a large shark could easily consume a human in the frigid waters it typically inhabits, the likelihood of attacks on people are very low.
Sure.
You'd have to, I don't know what would have to happen for you to get attacked by one of these things.
The water's so cold you'd be dead anyway.
No causes of predation on humans have been verified.
Oh,
so you're safe from the Greenland sharks. Yeah.
Good.
So Greenland sharks are born alive after an estimated gestation period of 8 to 18 years. Nothing they do is quick.
Are they moving in slow motion down? What goes on at the bottom of the ocean?
Estimates of litter size have varied across studies. Some studies suggest that this species produce up to 10 pups per litter. And so based on these estimates, it's thought that due to their extreme longevity, Greenland sharks can have between 200 and 700 pups during their lifetime.
My gosh. How many of these things are swimming around down there?
I don't know. More than we know, probably, because it's hard to study them, I think.
Yeah.
But
what's the water temperature down there?
Cold. Very cold.
Oh,
they
thank
prefer
you, Sarah.
The cold water temperatures and deep water. They're the only shark that can withstand the cold waters of the Arctic Ocean year-round.
Okay.
Because they live in a just-above-freezing environment, the species is sluggish and slow-moving, with the lowest swim speed for its size across all fish species, which most likely correlates with its very slow metabolism and extreme longevity.
So it's a slow metabolism.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not a fast metabolism.
No, it's a slow metabolism.
Oh.
And they just kind of move real slow and just kind of hang out there in the bottom of the ocean, I think.
Okay,
yeah.
So the fact that my metabolism is slowing down for me, is that a good sign? Could I live for centuries if it slows down enough?
I'm not really sure. I don't know.
Okay.
As both scavengers and active predators, Greenland sharks have established themselves as apex predators in Arctic ecosystems. They primarily eat fish and seals. Greenland sharks have also been found with remains of moose, polar bear, horse, and reindeer, in one case, an entire reindeer body in their stomachs.
The
Greenland shark is known to be a scavenger and is attracted by the smell of rotting meat in the water.
Mm.
It's proposed that because of their low speeds, Greenland sharks hunt marine mammals that are either asleep, injured, or sick.
But that doesn't explain the reindeer or the horses, Sarah. Those are not...
They must be already dead in the water. I don't know. They're not...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I guess.
A lot of dead horses in the water.
I don't know. Now, the flesh of the Greenland shark is toxic.
Oh.
Earning it a place in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most poisonous shark.
Really?
Yes. However, Greenland shark meat is produced and eaten in Iceland, where today it is known as a delicacy, and it's referred to as fermented shark.
That sounds good. Yeah. Fermented shark.
Now, to make the shark safe for human consumption, it is first fermented and then dried in a process that can take multiple months.
Mm.
Fermented shark contains a large amount of ammonia and has a strong smell similar to that of many cleaning products.
Oh,
so
delicious.
Doesn't that sound good?
Stop, Sarah. You're making my stomach growl.
Chef Anthony Bourdain once described fermented shark as the single worst, most disgusting, and terrible-tasting thing that he had ever eaten.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he'd eaten some stuff, too.
Yes.
Traveling the world. All right, that's it?
Yeah.
You picked out a record to go along with the Greenland sharks, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so I thought that we would play Slowpoke by Pee Wee King.
Does sound perfect, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sarah, thank you so much. Legends 102.7, it's Pee Wee King, and the song's called Slowpoke. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that song?
Well, because we were talking about the very slow-moving
yes.
Greenland sharks.
We sure were. Go ahead.
I was going to say, as part of our theme week on some stories you might have missed in 2024.
There you go. Let's recap three things you must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Greenland sharks have the longest lifespan of any known vertebrate.
They're the only shark that can withstand the cold waters of the Arctic Ocean year-round.
And they hold the Guinness World Record for most poisonous shark.
There you go. So you don't have to worry about being eaten by this shark, but if you
no.
do touch its skin, you could be poisoned.
But I don't know how you would ever do that either.
Yeah, you'd have to be swimming pretty deep in the Arctic Ocean, which doesn't sound appealing at all.
No.
Especially today.
Mm.
It's so cold here. Folks want to learn more about the Greenland shark, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do besides the bottom of the ocean?
You can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com,
sure.
On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And you can always watch this unfold and see photos of these beautiful specimens.
Majestic. Ocean creatures,
on our Facebook Live every day at 4:10. And you can catch the archive up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. It's all archived up there, brought to you by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Sarah, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Loving this theme week on stories I might have missed from 2024, because I completely missed that one.
Yeah, I don't know how you missed it.
Completely. What was I doing?
I don't know.
All right, back tomorrow, fresh episode at 4:10.
Absolutely.
Super. We got the Staple Singers, Average White Band, and an updated forecast from our meteorologist, Josh Nichols, next on Legends 102.7.